Families of the 5,000 sailors and Marines facing horrific conditions on an aircraft carrier that's deployed to the war in Iran confronted the acting Secretary of the Navy at a fiery town hall last week. That's according to two sources who attended the meeting who I spoke with. I first reported about the conditions on the USS Lincoln last week after speaking to about a dozen of the family members of the Marines and sailors on board. They told me about things like non-operational toilets, moldy showers, and the ship's store lacking basic hygiene products like toothpaste, soap, and deodorant. The Lincoln's deployment appears to be extended for a second time, and they just hit a modern-day record in the Navy for the most continuous days at sea, topping 200 days. Many of the family members who spoke up at the meeting were crying about the lack of hygiene products on board, and they say that they're also really worried about the fact that these long hours with very little breaks could lead to exhaustion, which could potentially lead to accidents. At times, the family members were crying in the meeting, saying that they were really worried about the fact that their loved ones were facing food shortages and also shortages in basic supplies. At one point, a woman actually said that she found it difficult to be proud of her husband's service because he had actually been questioning the mission after he had seen several news reports about innocent civilians being killed in Iran. Her comment was met with applause from the audience. Now, Navy leaders said that they're planning on sending the USS Theodore Roosevelt, another aircraft carrier in the region, to relieve the Lincoln, but they couldn't give a definitive timeline about when that would happen or when the Lincoln would come home. But they did say that they're committed to improving the conditions on the Lincoln while they continue to fight in this war that has no clear end in sight.